For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
I'm Jacob Sellum. I'm a senior editor at Reason Magazine, and I also write a syndicated newspaper column. Well, one of the funny things is that the main organization that's fighting the marijuana initiative in Nevada is called the Committee to Keep Nevada Respectable, which struck me because Nevada, of course, at least to people outside Nevada, is known for legalized gambling, for illegal prostitution, for round-the-clock liquor service and strip clubs and that sort of thing. So it's sort of striking to me that they think the thing that will make Nevada unrespectable is if they allow adults to use marijuana. But I think they're sincere. I think they really do believe that, and that's it says something about their image of marijuana that they think that's the one thing that's really going to, you know, put Nevada over the edge and make it no longer respectable. In Colorado, if you read some of the literature that's put out by the people who are opposing the initiative, they seem quite convinced that they are fighting a bunch of degenerates who are out to promote license and drug abuse and so forth. And I think the key thing in the face of those arguments or those assumptions, really, is not to cede the moral high ground. In other words, not to let them get away with saying we're on the side of right and decency and respectability, and you guys are a bunch of potheads, basically. In Nevada, I think they've done an effective job of countering that by enlisting religious leaders. They've gotten more than 30 religious leaders to go on record supporting this initiative that would legalize possession of up to an ounce and also sales. And that's quite impressive. It's not, if you look at the list of people, it's not just the usual suspects like Reform rabbis and Unitarian Universalist ministers. They also have clergymen from some more conservative groups, such as Southern Baptists, Lutherans, and that's quite a coup, I think. And it was a lot of hard work by the Interfaith Drug Policy Initiative to bring these people on board. And it wasn't a matter of tricking them, as the drug warriors would have. It was a matter of persuading them and presenting them with evidence and convincing them that even though they might disapprove of drug use, it didn't make sense to keep marijuana in the black market. That if you really want to regulate and control it and minimize the bad consequences of associated with the market, you have to allow it to be sold in a legal environment where there's accountability. So that really goes a long way. When you have religious leaders who themselves do not approve of marijuana use standing up and defending this initiative, I think that goes a long way to countering the assumption of the other side that they're the ones who are respectable and moral.
I think my respectability level shot up this past weekend when I delivered my first sermon as an ordained minister. My thoughts? This drug war is an abomination before God. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.